I have received a letter dated December 29, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and has reviewed the petition for vacation of Fox Road.
If I could, I had originally provided a copy of a proposed order to vacate the road, and I noticed an error on it this morning, so I fixed that error. If I could give that to you for future use, if you, I don't know if your attorney drafts his own or what. But
could you point out what the error was?
It was in the heading only. Oh. I had Stone County, not Taney County.
Thank you. I believe ours says Taney County.
Yeah, I'm not.
I prepared revisions to the proposed order.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to say I didn't see it either.
You'll get his bill later.
Yeah. Okay. We'll work it out.
Okay. It mentions that it's part of a, is it part of a subdivision?
No, there's a portion of what I own was originally a subdivision with three 10-acre plots is what it was. I own the entire 30 acres. There's no houses on it. There's no structures on that acreage at all.
It's asking for this to be done under 71-270 statute.
I think that's correct. That's 70. I thought it was 71.
Whenever a tract or parcel of land being outside the city limits of an incorporated village shall have subdivided streets, avenues, roads, alleys, public easements, public square, or common marked on the recorded plat of said subdivision.
I don't think that statute's referring to a subdivision in the sense that we normally refer to it. It's just the subdivision of land. 270 is what you're looking at, right? So this statute just describes multiple situations where you would have authorities. You're looking at paragraph 1 of 270, I think?
Yes.
It's outside of any city limits, town, village, shall have been subdivided, streets, avenues, roads, alleys, public, etc. Just says it just goes on to state that the county commission shall have authority to vacate said streets, etc.
The way that we've always interpreted 71-270 is that it's designed for a very particular purpose, which is to vacate a road that is in an unincorporated part of the county that is been marked on a subdivision plat. And I couldn't tell from my review on Beacon, because the original subdivision plat was not provided as part of the petition.
Right.
I couldn't tell whether the road that's being proposed to be vacated was marked on the subdivision plat or whether it was actually outside. And the reason why...
It's outside.
Okay.
But.
And the reason why, I mean, at least as long as I've represented the county, we've taken a very clear position that if there's a road that's marked on a subdivision plat, that it would be subject to the requirement of 71-270. And just being perfectly blunt about it, the requirements under 71-270 are much less onerous than the requirements under 228, which require a petition, the signatures of 12 residents of the township in which the road is located. It requires the petition to be submitted and read at the first term of the commission and then bound over to the second term for the actual public hearing. And so I interpreted the petition to be submitted under 71-270. But I didn't have a copy of the subdivision plat, and so my concern was whether that statutory process was appropriate for the road in question.
That's the process we've always used in Stone County, I can tell you that. We've used it 30 years we've been using it. So, I mean, if you guys do it differently, then reapply. But that's the statute we've used in Stone County for years, for whether it's a public road or within a subdivision. So you're saying, did you tell me 71-228?
71-270.
270.
Because you'll notice what...
No, 71-270 is what we...
It is what...
Filed under.
It was filed under.
No, you mentioned a different one.
He's though. Saying 228.110.
228.110, okay.
Is that correct?
Is that right? 228.110?
That's correct.
Okay. So you don't think it's proper the way it's filed then? You want it filed under this statute?
It would be my recommendation. And the reason why is not because I'm trying to be dilatory. I've had other counties that have had similar road vacates proposed in the wrong section. We've had courts overturn that. So
yeah,
I'm cautious. So that's my recommendation for the commission. If the road's not marked on the subdivision plat, I don't think the 71-270 is the appropriate statutory section, in my opinion.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk about it, but that's been my recommendation. I've been, I think, pretty consistent about that, at least in my tenure.
Yeah, I've not heard that. I mean, I've practiced law in Stone County and other counties for, like I said, 30-some years, and it's just never come up.
You have more experience than me, sir.
Doesn't mean it's right. Well, you guys tell me. I mean, if you...
It would just require you getting 12 residents of the township to...
Not sure we have 12 residents in the township.
Oh, surely.
There probably is if I dig, but it's going to be certainly not on Fox Road.
They don't have
township.
To be on Fox Road, just the entire township.
Yeah, I understand.
I saw your neighbor. They'll know a bunch of people.
Which neighbor? Did you drive down the other day last week?
No.
I thought one of you guys... I assumed it was one of you guys just kind of drove down. I was out in the field working.
I'm trying to look at the... Well, if we're going to request for him to resubmit, is there any other things that he needs to...
I mean, if I'm going to resubmit, it's probably going to be impossible to get... to meet the requirements of that, given where I'm at, but I can give it a try.
I think maybe you might be misunderstanding that. It should be rather easy. The township, it's 12 residents of the township.
Right. Right. We've had, out there, we've had similar experiences trying to get fire district approval, and I went through a bunch with the fire district trying to get signatures of people that would approve that, and you just couldn't get anybody to sign anything. So I assume this will be about the same situation, but maybe not.
And I haven't looked to know the township that's in.
It's in Jasper, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's the farthest northwest corner.
I would think if they understood what it was and where the property was located, that I'd truly be surprised that you...
Possible. It's possible.
Because that takes in Walnut Shade and everything, does it not?
Yes.
Pretty good. I don't know that it would be that difficult to. To get that.
Due to all discussion and the policy of this commission, since I've been here, is to follow the attorney's suggestion, and we've used 228.110. I believe we should table it and give the gentleman to come back.
Well, I'll just have to refile.
Yes.
We just need to deny it, do we not?
Yeah, or if Mr. Singer wants to withdraw.
Yeah, I'll just withdraw it and refile.
And I'm happy to have, feel free to reach out and we'll talk through any of the pieces.
Well, I'll get a look at that statute and just follow it. You had said originally, though, it was what now the opening, so it's the first quarter, right? Or the first meeting of every quarter is the way.
The next opportunity would be the first meeting in April.
Right.
And then it would be bound over to the first meeting in July for the actual public hearing. If you were to get it submitted prior to April.
Yeah. Okay. Republish.
Yeah, the requirements are different under 228.
Yeah, I'll get a look at
them.
Okay, I'll get a look at them. All right, thank you.
One comment I wanted to make the next time on Road and Bridge, I talked to you on the phone, making sure on a turnaround.
Okay, yeah.
That would include the survey and all that for our hammerhead turnaround requirements.
Yeah.
Would you good with that? Providing a survey and that?
I mean, I've got it back here. Let me take a look at it. Let me get you a copy of it so you can take a look at it and make sure you're okay with it.
Thank
I'll
you.
Withdraw the petition for today. If you don't mind, I'll talk with him for a minute.
I just want to let the record reflect that the petition 21-151RB was withdrawn by the petitioner.
Down the agenda, vacation of a portion of Valley Stream Circle, Pine Woods Village, number 21-117, Roden Bridge.
Good morning. Tony Caruco on behalf of the petitioners.
And who are the petitioners?
Richard and Kathy L. Allenbrand.
Thank you. We've received a letter dated December 30th, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has reviewed the petition for vacation of a portion of Valley Stream Circle Road.
Did you advertise this in the newspaper?
No, we didn't.
You did not?
No, we posted. The way I read the statute, it was just required to post it.
Okay.
And I could be wrong on that. This is the first one that I've done. So.
You're correct. So you posted it in five public places then?
Correct.